This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. He's a television host, a civil rights leader, and advisor to presidents and mayors. The Reverend Al Sharpton is hosting the annual convention of his National Action Network this week. Mayor de Blasio is scheduled to attend tomorrow, and so is President Obama on Friday. Just in time for the convention, website The Smoking Gun has come out with a long investigative report on one aspect of Sharpton's early career. The story says the activist and preacher was an informant for the FBI in the 1980s and taped his conversations with mobsters for the federal government. Here is Sharpton addressing reporters earlier this morning.
Rats are usually people that were with other rats. I was not and am not a rat, because I wasn't with the rats. I'm a cat.
Bill Bastone, a former investigative reporter for the Village Voice, wrote the Smoking Gun story and has been covering Reverend Sharpton since the 1980s. Welcome to WNYC, Bill.
Hi, thank you.
How did Sharpton get involved with the FBI in the first place?
He got caught up in a sting operation that was being run by the FBI, and the operation was targeting Don King. He walked into a meeting not knowing that the person he was meeting with was an undercover FBI agent posing as a Colombian drug lord. Sharpton did not do anything explicit, but he said things that could have proved problematic to him. So armed with this information, the FBI basically show him the tapes and tell him, you've got a problem. We'll prosecute you for this, or you can cooperate with us. And he took the road of self-preservation and decided to become a confidential informant.
Now, we heard from his statement today at his news conference at National Action Headquarters in Harlem. He doesn't think of himself as an informant because that would imply that he was associated with the mob. How did he have these relationships with mobsters?
Well, the bulk of them grew out of the fact that during that period of time, he was very active in the music industry. And in that world that he circulated in, remember, he came to know this world because he was very close with James Brown. He got to know a lot of wise guys, Genovese family, Columbo family, captains, soldiers. These are people who owned record labels, controlled artists, had pieces of booking agencies. So he circulated in that world and got to know a lot of these people.
Sharpton's been known to be an FBI informant since the late 80s. What new information did you find? What light are these affidavits shining on his involvement with the federal government?
Well, there's, you know, much credit goes to New York Newsday that first reported many years ago that Sharpton had been involved with law enforcement in some kind of an informational capacity. You know, he quickly denied that and has always stuck to the denial that he was never an informant, he never did recordings. What our story does is it finally, for the first time, lays out exactly what he did, who he recorded, what he got from them, and what the government used those recordings for.
Doesn't this make him a good guy?
Well, I mean, he today at his press conference tried to spin this thing as if he was kind of helped the government basically out of the goodness of his heart. Well, actually, he didn't. He did what he did because he thought he had a criminal problem. You know, someone doesn't pick up a briefcase that the FBI gives you with a recording device in the inside and go out and meet a gangster face-to-face 10 times and talk about Vincent Chin Gigante and the leadership of the Genovese family because you feel like doing it and you want to be a good citizen. You do it because you think you're working off something and you're going to keep yourself out of trouble.
Sharpton says this is an effort to smear him in advance of his convention this week. What effect will this have on his relationships with President Obama or U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder? Do you think they have some explaining to do when they come to town?
This is what I would say. He had significant organized crime connections before the FBI flipped him, and he maintained a lot of those connections after his work with law enforcement kind of petered out. And I would just say, a guy who was around so many gangsters, frankly, I don't care how much time passes, you know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think that a person like that you know, probably shouldn't be around the President of the United States and probably really shouldn't, you know, be buddying it up with the Attorney General, whose FBI and whose Justice Department has files, plenty of files about Al Sharpton and Al Sharpton's prior Confederates. So I don't really know, you know, what sort of an effect it's going to have. I just know that it looks unseemly.
Bill Bastone is a former investigative reporter for The Village Voice and the co-founder of the Smoking Gun website. He's been covering the Reverend Al Sharpton since the 1980s. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And you can find a link to Bill Bastone's story on our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.